Good to see all y'all this morning. Smiling faces. Lord laid something on my heart this morning. I've been up since 5 o'clock, just trying to dig up something for this morning. Like I said, yeah, I'm nervous, can't you tell? First, I'd just like to, it says ask us, I'm going to pray, Lord, pray for us and pray for me to not be so nervous and just get through this. Lord, we just come to you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for letting us be here. We thank you, Lord, for just watching over us, Lord, through all this bad weather. Thank you, Lord, for just protecting us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being with our families while we're away from them, Lord. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you'll guide these words that I say, Lord. Everything I say, Lord, come through my mouth. It's through you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, just be with us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I got 4 kids. I got one that's 18. Name's Taylor. Good baby. I got another boy. He's 16. And, he's going to be 17 the 12th of this month. So he's about grown. He's a good boy. He's a hard worker. Good kid. I got another boy. His name is Brody. He's fixing to turn 15 the 30th of this month. So he's excited about his birthday. He's growing up. He's a teenager. He's going through a lot of stuff right now. He's having a hard time just dealing with everyday life. But he knows Jesus, and he's just dealing with some stuff right now. But he's a good kid. But then I got my heart. Jacob, he's 12. He's a good kid too. All of them are, but he's the one that keeps me going. So that's my baby. And anyway, my wife, I lost my wife. A little over a year ago. And, it took her leaving this world for me to turn around and to come here. Like I needed to. Yeah, thank you, Lord. And, I'm happy to be here. But, it's sad that it took that to take me to get here, which I could have turned my life around a long time ago. It's very tough. I have a fear of getting up in front of people, and I want to overcome that. It's tough. I've never already got up in my home church. it's hard to do. I can't hardly do that, but I'm getting a little better at it. Mark's trying to break me in a little bit, and he's helping me. So anyway, and Jesus is helping me too. He's helping me a lot. I have to trust him that I'm here for a reason. But anyway, he laid on my heart this morning. Moses, for some reason. But it just popped in there. So, anyway, I was sitting there and trying to come up with something, and I just happened to run over Moses' mother. And Moses' mother, she just heard that story. So I was a little kid. And she had to step out on faith. She had to do what she didn't want to do. She had to jump up there and be strong. She was scared to death having her baby for 3 whole months. She loved him so much. Could you imagine the fear she felt having to hide that baby for 3 months? That's a hard thing to do. Knowing they could find her child any moment and just kill him. Just kill him and be through with it. She hid him, knowing that she could lose her own life. Can you imagine having to make a basket for your baby to put him in a river? I couldn't do it. I couldn't put my baby in the biggest river in the world, the Nile River. She made an old basket and she put him in that basket. She just let him loose. She put him in there. Can you imagine the moment when she just released that basket? And when she released that basket, you know she was pouring with tears. She was scared to death. But she still trusted everything was going to be okay. She did. She trusted. She knew everything was going to be okay. It was better for that baby to go down that stream and find another family. She was a very brave woman, and she was strong. Miriam, the baby's sister, saw the Egyptian princess find the Moses. She saw it, and she said, she went to her, and here's another. This is two examples of not being scared, and that's what I was. I was kind of scared to get up here this morning. So, this is two examples of not being scared. She went to the princess. And if you imagine one of us going to Donald Trump, you know, I mean, I'd scare me to death. I don't know about y'all, but me, I couldn't do it. I don't know if I could do it. Well, that's kind of like that was for her. So, anyway, she went to the princess and she said, hey, I know a nurse, which I don't know if that was a lie or what, but she did. She knew a nurse. She knew somebody would take care of her and the baby. And little did they know, it was the mama. It was the mother of Moses. And so she got reunited with the baby. And that's why we need trust, y'all. We got to trust and we got to do and we got to get up here like I'm doing right now and don't want to get up here and was kind of, you know, embarrassed, scared. I've been through a lot in my life. I'm sure these people right here had too. And I just probably went through a lot. Special opportunities may come our way unexpectedly. Don't let fear of what might happen cause you to miss out on opportunity. Be alert for the opportunity God gives you. Take advantage of them. You got to take advantage of them. If it ain't getting up in front of people, it's taking advantage of just taking a friend out to eat and talking about Jesus with them. Hey, dude, I tell you, that helps a lot. just seeing somebody in need. God wants us to follow Him out of love rather than fear. He don't want us to fear. He wants us to love Him. And that's what we got to do. To overcome fear, we must think more of His love. And that's a hard thing to do for some people. But that's what you got to do. You got to love Him. Just like Dr. Steve said the other night, you got to love Him. Perfect love expels all fear. All fear. Y'all, I hope these words I said this morning, it ain't much. But I appreciate y'all coming this morning and listening to me my first time. It's pretty, but I enjoyed it a lot. And it's quick and short. But I enjoyed it a lot. And I thank y'all for having me. Ms. Glover, would you pray for us? Amen.